AOPA presents Never Again, true pilot stories from the world of general aviation. In this special episode of the Never Again podcast from the archives of AOPA, a carelessly discarded cigarette and a misplaced fuel cap are two links in a chain of events that nearly ends in disaster for an instrument student. Get the story in Vapor Trail by John W. Stevens, originally published in the March 1996 issue of AOPA Pilot Magazine. Tomorrow was to be an important day. I had almost finished my instrument training with Professional Instrument Courses, PIC, an accelerated course in instrument flight, and was scheduled to be in Concord, New Hampshire the next morning for the flight test. Tomorrow almost didn't come. Bob, my PIC instructor, and I had worked for 5 days honing my flying and instrument skills. Thankfully, I had the use of a friend's Piper Cherokee 180. Bob's final inspection of the aircraft indicated one deficiency. The ELT battery was outdated. There was no battery in stock at my home base, Newport State Airport in Vermont. My FBO called his supplier at the Gardner Municipal Airport in Massachusetts. We could pick one up there today, return to Newport, install it tonight, and arrive with an approved aircraft in Concord tomorrow. Not wanting to reschedule the check ride, I agreed to pick up the battery. Bob and I spent about 5 hours practicing various approaches at Concord and Manchester, New Hampshire, and then flew to Gardner. We decided to top off the tanks at Gardner because we planned to leave Newport early on the following day. I handed Bob some money and asked him to attend to refueling while I walked to a rear building to pick up the battery. When I returned, the fuel attendant handed me some change and a sales slip and asked me to move the plane immediately so that he could quick turn 2 inbound choppers. I climbed aboard and told Bob that I was physically drained, done with IFR for the day. I wanted only to enjoy a relaxed VFR flight home to Newport. 2 aircraft were ready to depart, so I performed a full run-up and took off behind the second airplane. I set up for a 25-degree heading, leveled off at 7,500 feet, and put the autopilot to work. I was feeling pretty comfortable about tomorrow's check ride. I relaxed and smoked a cigarette while we cruised on a northerly heading toward the mountains. Bob had recently quit smoking, so I popped open the semicircular vent window to direct the smoke away from him. As we approached Lake Sunapee, I pointed out to Bob the lake and an adjacent ski area as I flicked the remnant of my cigarette out the small vent window. As I flipped it out, I almost screamed. The large and heavy left wing fuel cap sat on the wing, and a stream of fuel was being sucked from the tank opening. It was mixing with the rushing air about 5 inches above the wing and leaving a wide and explosive vapor trail behind the airplane. I held my breath, waiting for the explosion. Somehow, the lit cigarette did not ignite the vapors and blow us into the otherwise clear blue sky. I couldn't believe that the cap had stayed perched on the wing. The metal halyard had broken long ago. The left tank now registered about half, so we had vented a lot of fuel. If I lost the cap, I would have to reschedule tomorrow's check ride. My approach to Newport was long and gradual. I taxied to a stop, shut down, and replaced the cap, which hadn't moved at all. Later, I reflected on how an investigation never could have revealed the real cause of the deadly accident that had almost happened. Would the manufacturer or a mechanic have been blamed for my 2 stupid mistakes? Never again would I neglect to pre-flight the aircraft that I would fly. Never again would I toss anything outside an aircraft in flight. Tomorrow came, and I flew to Concord for my check ride with a renewed respect for every item on every checklist. A simple walk around would have revealed the gas cap sitting on the wing. A close call with an accident could have been prevented at no real cost in money or time. A more alert, cautious, and humbled IFR pilot returned to Newport on the following day. The Never Again Podcast is brought to you by AOPA, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. You can find more Never Again stories online at AOPA.org by typing Never Again into the search box. While you're there, check out FlyQ, AOPA's integrated flight planning software, as well as the many free online training and safety courses from the Air Safety Institute. Find all of this and more at AOPA.org. The Never Again Podcast is produced by Royce Earle. Thanks for listening. Fly safely.